It is the coach home, and it's John Gibbons. And there was drama abound in the Premier League and FA Cup this weekend. Liverpool weren't playing, so we got to sit back a little bit and watch and enjoy, or whatever the word is for what was going on. And there was certainly a bit of a thriller involving Spurs, both on and off the pitch. And so we'll start with there. And we have got Flav from Fighting Cock on. And Flav, it was, I mean, Tottenham Hotspur always seems like a little bit of a soap opera, probably more than you'd like it to, sort of over the last sort of few years. But it was there was a lot of Tottenham in our lives at the weekend.
Yeah, I crave just some stability where we're not on the back pages or all over Twitter every single weekend. You know that if we get a bad result, that Conte is just going to melt down. That's what he does. It's what he always will do. But this weekend was significant. It was different. It feels a little bit different. It's almost like he's gone too far now. Like, I don't disagree with, I kind of agree with a lot of what he said. I understand that, you know, there are failings in the last 20 years of this football club. And a large part of that is down to Daniel Levy. There's also, you know, things to applaud that he's done as well. But in terms of footballing sense, it does feel like we're never going to be in a position where we can challenge, because that's probably not what motivates the ownership of the club. It's about building a brand, a world brand, racetracks, Beyonce concerts, you know, all the stuff that as a football fan, you're really not that interested in. You put up with it because, you know, it's what the game has become. It's not an issue. But when there are things that are being neglected on the pitch, like a pair of defenders that we've needed for 6 years, and yet we make no moves to fix that problem, you can understand why Conte is looking at it, even in his frustrated state, and making vocal, you know, the issues that the club has. But it's not his job. And as fans, his job is to make better the situation, identify the issues and make better that situation, and do it with dignity and silence, and don't necessarily throw the club under the bus. You know, effectively what it looked like is self-preservation to me. It looked like, and the opinions here are varied across the fan base. Some people said it finally needs to be said. Other people have said it's correct, but it should have been kept in-house. And other people are saying that it was completely outrageous. That's not how a manager should behave. So there's no right ways to do it. But for me, it's like your job is to identify the issues and make them better as much as your ability will allow. His reactions are not equal to or not fair based on what the club is currently, in my opinion. It could be improved. It should be. We need more investment in the team if we want to challenge for the league. Then that needs to happen. But it can happen without him melting down. And what we actually look like we are now is just a mess, a rudderless mess with a manager who wants out. That's the impact and fallout of his comments, even if he was, you know, 90% right.